Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us, Blog Talkers. Yeah, we always love having you because we are on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. And as for Facebookers, well, you are near and dear as always, and we love to have you jump in. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your love doctor for the next hour or so, accompanied by our very own co-host. That would be Jimbo. He's riding shotgun. Anyway, I want to remind y'all, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that are being conducted here. It's important to remember that there's a big distinction between this method, personal prophecy, tarot card reading, oracle cards, and any other system that's out there. Personal prophecy is the method I've learned from my grandmother, who I was very fortunate and honored that she passed it down to me, as she did pass away about 2 years after she showed me all the fundamentals. So I want to also mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers, my personal preference. Others, they have their personal preference, but I'd like to see, you know, I want to see the whole enchilada, the entire playing field of your life. Okay. It gives me a good sense intuitively of who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. Now, bear in mind, these are only sample readings. When you connect to me for a confidential private session, well, we will lay the cards out several times. We'll cover different questions. And it'll be a lot more insightful, informative, et cetera. But right now, though, we're doing this method on a sample type of basis. So I think I should now turn you over to the man of the hour, Mr. Universe himself, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I'd like to remind you folks that this show is for informational on occasional purposes only. Also like to remind everybody that's joining us that if you are international, should get your international shout out. Like we will right off the bat, a couple of folks. Excuse me. We have Laura to the north of us, our neighbor to the north, and we have Louise in England. I think she was here last night.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, there was a there she was.
I thought that was a different Louise.
Ask Louise. I'm pretty sure she was too. There was another Louise too. There was two Louises.
Well, we have many Louises.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she was, I thought. But I could be smoking dope.
You could.
She'll confirm momentarily. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. So we're in the queue, you'll hear before show. But either way, if you hear silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. Facebookers, if we get some gaps in the calls, we always turn to you. We just can't nail down times and stuff like that, and you can't call early. You cannot messenger us at all until we really make it super clear that we're ready, because it doesn't have a hold system. You know, it just goes and blasts right through it. All right, she said she was not here last night. Well, I guess I was smoking dope.
I guess she was.
You don't even know. I don't even know. I didn't get to enjoy it. I didn't even know it. So, all right. Either way. Yeah,
Louise, I got to throw this in here. We mentioned you last night. And, you know, names are like words. They have their own energy. So maybe we were calling out to your your spirit, I guess.
So when you hear that sound, please let your reading come to an end. That's a big transitional harp sound, kind of. You could call it like a transition sound. That means we're wrapping you up, and we're getting ready to move on to the next soul. But before we move on, we're going to give you a angel card tonight. And this is a deck that I got to break out these once in a while to get the dust off them. This is the Mind Info Oracle card deck, and you will have a message. It'll give a one-line subject, and then it will give you a few sentences about that subject. So that's what we're going to do tonight. It's dark in here, but I got my glasses, and it's the most horrible color contrast ever known to mankind. They obviously didn't get any printer help on them because somebody would have said that's dumb.
Well,
but I mean, it looks nice.
The printer just wants your money. They don't care.
I'm just saying, but I mean, sure, that's pretty, but it's not practical with a black background for reading with dark letters. So, but anyway, we'll get through it. That'll be your card, and then we'll move on to the next oison. All right, let's hear. Oh, today is a few days. It is chocolate-covered raisin day.
Oh, I do love those.
You know, I never, just the sound of it turned me off as a kid, but having them as an adult, they're pretty damn good, you know?
You'd probably eat chocolate-covered mushrooms if they have them.
As a kid, though, I was weird. If it didn't sound like it was right, I didn't touch it as a kid. Like, chocolate on raisins, to me, I was like, no. As a kid, so I never had it, realizing I was missing out. I missed out on lots of good things. I missed out on cheesecake. Cheese and cake sounded bullshit. So I never even wanted to touch it as a child. I would just...
Cheesecake.
Yep, because cheese and cake. I know, because my brain said cheese. My brain said cake. Because there's no way that I want these two together. It's going to be terrible, so I would never eat it.
Why were you missing out?
Yeah, of course. See, that's some of the things that the brain as a kid does. You know, they're like, oh, no. I already know I'm not going to like it, so I'm not going to have it. That type of deal. And speaking of which, National Cheesesteak Day.
I've never had one.
Those are super great sandwiches, and there is a zero health benefit to it. If anything, it's probably going to take some months off your life because it's so good.
I have never liked scones. I'm sorry to all of our folks out there.
Yeah, it's not scone day.
No, I was thinking about you and the cheesecake. The scones are dry. Like they were made out of chopped up straw to me. But maybe you're supposed to put stuff on them that we just don't know about. Louise loves cheesecake too.
Well, I'm assuming that it probably complements the beverage. If they're having tea, I guess, you know. That's what I'm guessing, right? Coffee or tea.
Yeah.
I suppose complements it being dry. Sometimes that dryness is okay when you're pairing it with something like that.
Oh, look, Laura says you have to heat it up and put butter and jam.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Now that might work.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. No.
Question, are English muffins really English? I've been wondering about that.
Inquiring minds want to know, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll wait for that. We're not going to wait for that answer. We'll get the answer. All right, let's see here. Should we take our first caller? We shall indeed take our first caller.
Let's get to it.
That would be area code 703. That is in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Northern Virginia, to be specific. 703, caller number one.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? This is Dee.
Oh, Dee. Nice to have you.
Welcome back.
I think we're doing well. Yeah. So how are you?
I'm just hanging in there. I'm doing, you know, staying above water, so to speak. So my question is, I am looking for a new career. I've been sending out resumes like crazy. Do you see an opportunity coming soon?
Well, let's do a little life coaching here. Tell me, Dee, what are you exactly looking for? Or don't you quite know? Are you just out there fishing, throwing in bait?
Well, I am, throwing in bait, so to speak, yeah.
Well, so you're pretty open, I'm guessing?
Yes.
For a new career path. Well, let's take a look and see what the cards have to say. All right.
So she's looking for a new career path. Have you done any active pursuing of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you're already on that road to try to get that new career path.
Are you getting nibbles on your resumes? You know, nibbles from prospective employers?
From recruiters, but not for a long-time opportunity, so to speak. More of, you know, contracts here, there. And at this point, that's not what I'm looking for.
You're in the 703 area code?
She is.
So that should be a target rich environment up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on up there. But, you know, a lot of jobs nowadays don't even need your physical presence, though they probably.
Which I think is cool.
But a really, really good career, typical really good future career forever job. Usually it's not going to be like that remote stuff entirely.
No, we're down
exactly.
from you. Right, true. And we're down from you in Hampton Roads. So what we've got going here is military. So there's a lot of opportunity in reference to them. And also, you know, a lot of businesses are piggybacking on the military.
It's a very fluid environment, though, because there's a lot of people getting discharged from the military and jumping on jobs. So they don't last. They don't,
right, exactly.
A lot of those jobs don't last long down here when they're open. You got to nail them. A lot of timing down here.
Right. And then they have the military. They have first bid, right, and rightfully so.
A lot of companies will give them a little preference. A lot of them will. Not all, but a lot will.
Yes.
I have good news for you, Dee. Right off the top. Bada bing, bada boom. There it is.
There she blows.
Oh, yes. You know, you should just be like a feather on the wind. Like in Forrest Gump, the feather. Remember the movie Forrest Gump?
I remember the movie Forrest Gump. I don't remember no damn feather.
Oh, it starts out like with a feather.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I never saw the beginning, maybe.
It's at the end, too.
I don't remember any feather in Forrest Gump. Okay.
Well, drink some more beer. And
there's nothing to do with beer drinking. I don't remember a damn feather in Forrest Gump. That's
come
all.
On, people.
I remember shrimp sandwich, shrimp and roux, shrimp roll. Yep. Shrimp and grits. I remember Bubba and the shrimp.
Hey,
Bubba.
You, Dee, are on the path toward a beautiful new career. I mean, it's like it's going to come right to you. Right to you. So have faith in that. I mean, right now it seems obscure because you're hearing from maybe this one, that one, but it seems like you're not really getting any place. This is very common now, ever since the pandemic. It's like the landscape of career opportunities has just gone flat. You know, a lot of these employers, they won't even let you know that the job was filled. Which I think is inconsiderate. But for you, Dee.
I've never gotten a call from somebody telling me that a job's been filled ever. They just don't talk to you anymore. Ever when I've been job hunting.
You've been in the Navy forever.
I'm going to say even before and after that. I've never had somebody say, you know that job you're applying for? Well, we filled it. No, they just don't talk to you. You find out when you talk to them on your own.
Well, I see that it is coming for you. And if you are interested in a really good work from home job, like a remote type of situation, that's here. Excuse me. It could be an option for you. You could also do hybrid, you know, where you work at home, like, say, 3 days a week, go into something like that. But, yes, hon, I want you to know that you are not just, you know, shooting blanks in the dark, so to speak. Isn't that good? Oh, I just made that.
Shooting blanks in the dark. That means you're hitting nothing.
She's going to be fine.
International shout out one to Virgil in the land of England and one to Sophia who's in Sweden. All right, back to Dee.
All right. Now, don't despair. Because
do not despair.
Like under, there's a designation in the reading layout I love. And it gives us information that is like very, what would be the word, like very, I'm losing it. It's going to be something that is deemed as becoming reality. There, I finally got it. And for you, I see that you could suddenly become disheartened, start thinking, oh my gosh, this is a foolish waste of my time. But it isn't. It isn't. There's going to be a little bit of a lull, but it's going to pick up. And, you know, that lull could be what you're going through right now, because time is very fluid in this system of reading cards. But it being sure to come true, this means try not to get caught up in that, where I see it's like despair and feeling, you know, like you are just spinning your wheels, okay? You are not. And watch and see now. Things are really going to develop for you. I'm also seeing when the time is right that you are going to have a new home. Are you in the market for that?
Not right now, but it has been on my mind.
It's going to come. And, oh, are you going to love it? I mean, you really, really are. So that's down the road a piece. And everything else here looks really good. Now, one thing your cards are indicating, don't be afraid to negotiate. Jim has a lot of good insights when it comes to interviewing for a job. You finally get to the point where, is it HR that offers the job?
Depends on the company. Usually, yeah. If it's a company is a company, it has an HR department. A lot of times, the people that are interviewing for the position aren't the ones that get to do the salary negotiations. It's the HR a lot of times.
So it's showing here that if she negotiates, she's going to be sitting pretty. Okay. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, now we have a special card for you.
We do. We have a Mind Info Oracle card. The subject is pause. And the card says, you're being asked to pause before making a quick decision and moving forward. Allow yourself to step back, look at all the possible outcomes, and make sure you're heading in the right direction before moving forward. So I guess if you're going to do a career change, you should not be hasty. And she probably already knows not to do that.
Right.
Yeah, because if you're looking for a forever career, you don't want just another job for a few months. You can't.
Right.
You got to be very, very, very careful and very selective, and make sure that you interview the hell out of the person giving you the interview too, so you know what you're getting into. And if they don't like it,
absolutely,
probably not a good company if they don't like getting asked a lot of questions.
And if you get to that point, which I'm sure that you will, you should come running back to the show so we can take a look in the cards to determine intuitively what they're really looking for.
Yeah, you do get quite a bit of those.
I do.
Before and after interview type things.
Yeah. And the cards
okay.
can be very, really instrumental in that. So take care.
Indeed. Thank you very
will
much.
Do. Thank you guys so much. Have a good evening.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck to you on your endeavor. Good luck to you. We hope that
you
find what you seek.
Hello to Jackie O'Sullivan, who comes to us from Victoria. In Australia, we're not good on geography.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Victoria, that sounds like somebody's mom.
Well, it says lives in. I don't even know how to say that city name. But it's wonderful to have you with us.
Yeah, tell us where you're from, Jackie, and you may get an international shout-out if that is a true statement, which I'm assuming you are.
I thought Victoria was in Australia.
I don't know. My head is from my butt when it comes to that kind of stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Oh,
right?
I was going to say something with Sophia here before we move on to our next. Sophia, you seem to be our moon expert. From what I've read about you and what you've shared with us.
She seems to follow that.
Yeah. I would like to know if you learned anywhere about how the moon is, okay, this goes back in time.
Uh-oh.
2 years ago, the word lunatic was thought to make, I don't know if it was men and women, but definitely women, were going to be like lunatics, and it was like the moon made them crazy.
The lunatic is in your head. Pink Floyd, I love them.
So I just wondered, Sophia, what you might tell us about the moon with its pull on Earth. as far as I have learned, it affects, does it not, the tides and what?
That's one of the obvious. It does a lot of things. It's quite possible our life might not have evolved where it was without the moon. So. She's in Australia. I went to her Facebook page. International Show with Jackie in Australia. All right, there you go. And speaking of which,
Catherine got it.
Oh, well, I just went on her Facebook page. I didn't worry about it.
Catherine says, hormones made them, quote-unquote, crazy, and since women's cycle often are regulated by the ebb and flow of the moon's tides, and that's where it all came from. At least that's my story.
Well, and then there's a lot of people that say, you know, full moons affected people, a lot of crazies. And a lot of it was way back in the day. Full moon means like there's no street lights up, but everything's kind of lit up, so freaking bad people can come out at night and do bad things because they have lighting to see
and
what they're doing.
There may still be, but they were called moon lodges, I believe. And that's where women who were menstruating had to go. Y'all go up to the moon lodge.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
And they would use things like...
We are on a coastal flood watch tonight.
Oh.
And it's probably because of the tide, high tide. And
the moon, do we have the moon here too?
Well, I'm just saying. It's probably because of that. And we just had a storm pass, so there could be a little storm surge in the high tide. So it's a coastal flood watch. It's pretty insignificant unless you're in one of those places that always gets coastal flooding from high tide.
Yes, Catherine. You just said a mouthful. Well, typed a mouthful. Interesting how women who live in the same house oftentimes will have their period cycle at the same time. And I'll tell you, years ago when I was in the Army, every one of us in my unit stopped having periods completely. Yeah. Out of guilt.
No, ain't that a bitch. All right. Let's move on to the call. We are going to stay in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're going to 4.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, 434. You're the second caller.
Hi.
Hey. This is Khalil from Charlottesville. Hey, how you doing?
Yes, welcome back. It's been a little while. We're doing great. How are you?
Yeah, tell us.
Pretty good. I am hoping that next – I'm wondering what you see about me. I know you see a lot about me working with this guy, Michael, the agent. But I was wondering if you see me going – when I go to Richmond, if I'm going next month. Because usually we see each other for a while.
Okay. And you're scheduled to go in April? Or what's up?
Usually I see him every other month or for a little, usually 1 month I see him, then the next month I skip, and then the next month I see him because he's usually busy. And that's the time. And the fourth time he said he wanted me to come to Richmond and meet his people. And I was just wondering if that would happen in April.
Well, I'm looking at that very thing for you right now.
Have you you've been to Richmond before, haven't you?
Yeah, I just haven't spent the night, and I've never met most of his people.
Okay.
So those two things would be new.
How many hours away is that for you?
Let me see. I have to look at the thing because I have a hard time looking at it, but it's not too far. It's not as far as Charlottesville from Virginia Beach.
Are you a native Virginian, hon?
I'm originally from Washington, D.C., but I am from Virginia now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's all kind of, we're all kind of in the same area then, if it's D.C.
Yeah.
Up there, yeah. Yeah. All right, cards are down.
Yeah, there's going to be a meet and greet planned for you, definitely. Whether it's going to be in April seems a little bit up in the air right now. But I think you're going to get the word soon. So don't get antsy or, you know, frustrated if you aren't hearing anything for a little bit. They're still putting together some sort of plan to involve you.
Okay.
I really think there's a lot of serendipity around this. But because so much of it is just going to develop like kind of like a Big Bang theory, seriously, but it's just going to come all at once.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so hang in there. Yeah, they've got plans. They have something cooking for you. So I can't wait till you call us and tell us what it is.
Thank you.
What are you doing currently? Are you in school or what do you do?
No, I graduated from school. I'm not doing anything. I'm just seeing my counselors. I'm doing another job. I'm helping one of my friends in the yard.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Keeping busy.
Yep.
And yep. Didn't you tell us you have some anxiety issues previously?
Yeah, I do.
How are they doing? Are you dealing with them?
Yeah, I'm dealing with them okay.
Oh, that's good because I'm asking because your cards look really good in that respect. So that's a confirmation to you, you know, that you are really progressing and doing well. And there may be some kind of tie-in. I can't put my finger on what those law enforcement people have, what they're trying to put together. It's like they're still in. The
mean phase of something.
Yeah, very good. Thanks. See, we needed a college.
Well, I mean, you know, they are with all the things in press and all that stuff. They are getting. They always were at some level, but they're trying to get more and more involved with the community for multiple reasons. One for press, another is because if you get more involved with the community, maybe. A generation or two, it's not going to be immediate. Maybe a generation or two, it'll affect the way some of these kids are growing up.
I think that's what it's about.
And it's not, it's one of those things that it's, you're not going to, like, hey, you have all these community programs and crime isn't changing. Well, that's going to be a freaking, like, a whole generation where you see a result. So you just got to suck it up, get the community programs going. And you might not see anything till another 20, 30 years when there's a new bunch of kids coming out and stuff.
So don't feel too much like a guinea pig.
That really wasn't for Khalil. That was just in general with
but
you know, the way things are going.
But I think they're going to probe his mind a little bit and, you know. And,
well, I mean, if they're setting up something like that, yeah, they got to have somebody that is not a member of their law enforcement people.
True.
They have to have that, yeah.
All right,
I have a Oracle card for you. It's mind information. Subject is resolution. Whatever it is that you've been struggling with is about to be resolved. Remember that resolutions don't always happen in the way we hope or want, but being able to move forward and start fresh always brings relief.
Hmm.
Some of these are just good philosophical cards that might not have anything happening to you right now, but it might be good to fall away when something does come up.
And that may resonate.
You say, I remember a card a couple weeks ago about this crap. So. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you holding. Thank you. We hope good luck, and we hope to hear from you again.
Always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
hopefully
you.
Hopefully you get to Richmond and everything works out.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
Yes, that is the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And at one point during the Civil War, it was the Confederate capital. The Confederate States
really?
Of America's capital was Richmond, yes. So.
And wasn't Williamsburg originally meant to be the capital?
Of what?
Of Virginia.
No, I think that, well, Virginia, I don't know about Virginia history. I don't know. Who knows? Could have been. I don't know my head from my butt when it comes to Virginia history. So never went. See, we were schooled in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you schooled here, they teach you a lot of Virginia history. So those folks would know.
We know about Vikings. What else do we know from
yes, we know about snow. We do know about that. We know about hockey. We do know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And team because it's the land of 10,000 lakes. Yes, we do know about that.
Yeah, we pay a ridiculous. It's Catherine's asking.
What?
Yeah, we pay a ridiculous tax on our vehicles every year.
It's and we're not the only ones. There are other places that have property tax too, like that. And then there's other places that do it different ways. Where, like, I remember when I grew up in Minnesota, your registration for your plates and stuff like that, you paid more if your car was newer. So it's kind of the same thing, getting money out of you somehow. Listen, governments are getting money. your state government isn't, God's not handing the money. They are getting money to operate their state government. There's different ways they do it.
Yeah.
There's different ways. They have a budget.
Yeah.
It's just, they don't have this fucking tree in the state capitol's backyard in some of these states where they're like, oh, it's the money tree. We don't need to tax anybody on anything. They are getting money one way or fucking another. That's all I'm going to tell you. They are doing it.
When you buy a brand new vehicle, like my late husband bought this Ram truck, brand new, the first year that we got that tax, it was over $4,000, and you don't get to make payments. And if you have to go to the DMV, guess what? They already got you there.
But they do give you a long time to pay it, though. They are good about that. They let you drag it out and before they drop the hammer. Hammer time.
All right, sing it.
They do. Stop. Hammer time. Little MC Hammer.
Oh, I wish we could see bills like that, Catherine. Yeah.
What bills?
She's got, for 1 year, it's $65 for her registration.
Why are you saying that? Ours is cheaper. I paid less than that.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you now?
About $40. It was like 30-something. About 38, and I got a $1 discount for using the internet and not going in person.
Yeah.
That should be coming in the mail any day.
Great.
So I'm saying it's different. It's just different. I don't give a flying goat shit where you live, what country you're from. If you're from fucking Venus and you say, I don't pay for anything, God damn it, shit's getting paid for somehow. If your government's funding your fucking health care, they don't have some kind of genie shitting them money. They are getting it from taxing some motherfucker somewhere. There's no such thing as free. Nothing is goddamn free in this world. I wish everybody would get it through their fucking skulls.
Maybe.
Nothing is free. But you know, they're not doing shit, that royal family. They ain't paying for shit. We already know that. And if you love the royal family, hey, I just give an opinion. Mine doesn't count because I don't live there. So I'm an outsider giving an opinion. So that means not only do opinions don't matter anyway, mine even means less because I'm an outsider.
Would anybody like to know what my cards revealed concerning the cancer situation over there? Now, of course, things can change, but this is for right now. It's not a medical reading. I want to tell you that William is under, what is he, Prince William? He is under a tremendous amount of stress right now. Here's what he's thinking about, because I asked the cards. He's thinking, oh, my God. If Kate passes away from this cancer, I'm going to be the only parent for these kids. And if my dad passes away from the cancer, I'm going to have to be king. And he's thinking, no, he's not ready. And Camilla, isn't that her name? She becomes what is called a dowager. I always thought that meant like a female bum or, you know, like a homeless indigent person, but I guess she doesn't get to hold any power.
Which is kind of funny. Why the fuck would you be scared of becoming a king? They don't actually run anything. Back in the day, if you became king, you were the freaking leader of that goddamn country. You were making decisions left and right, life or death, all sorts of shit, wars, alliances. These fuckers are just out there eating caviar and running around and waving their hand. There's nothing to be scared of, you big puss.
He doesn't want
to
be.
I don't want to hit you, do that. You don't have to make any life and death decisions, you dumb ass. I'll be king. Fuck, I will do it after all the bullshit. And be rich and not have to make any kind of important decisions that could like bring my kingdom to the doom if I don't make a proper alliance or start a war. They don't have to do that. It's bullshit.
Well, I
there you go. There one outsider looking in. I don't live under that stuff. I wasn't raised there.
Concern is
I think they're a bunch of pussies.
He's not ready. You know. Yeah, that cancer.
What is he not ready for? I just said it's not a big fucking deal. It's not like the old days where being a king came with immense responsibilities that could probably give you an ulcer and make you want to kill yourself.
Like in being in the spotlight, the public figure.
Oh, my God, you poor little bitch.
You know, I think the thing is he's very introverted. and he just likes to play around and with other women. He wants the
Are we
fun.
Sure it's other women?
I think it's other women.
You sure he doesn't maybe play a little skin flute here and there?
And as for the other one, the ginger, what's his name, Prince?
Is he Harry?
Harry.
What? And is he really Harry? And I guess it'd be red hair because he's ginger, right?
Yeah, Harry.
Red on the head like a noodle on a poodle.
Harry,
that's what they say.
In contrast, would eat this up. He would be out there posing and waving. I mean, he'd love it. Teresa's saying lots of F-bombs, my dude.
Yes, those are emphasis words. Emphasize the passion of my feelings.
We don't need a citation from Block Talk. That's not a good citation.
Well, you're not going to get a citation from Block Talk. We're not on. We have chosen a channel where we are going to be okay. All right.
Virgil wants you as his king.
Hey, I'm glad you tell me that because I couldn't read that right.
Why? Oh.
You're telling me shit that I'm looking at. It's like, hey, Deb, look, see? It's like when you're watching movies, somebody, they're like, did you see that? And you're like, no, I didn't see that, even though we're watching the same movie. Of course I saw that, dumbass. We're watching the same movie together.
Good luck with that, Teresa. Be classy, she's saying. Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
Gee, thanks for that unsolicited advice. Thank you very much. Anything else you want to tell me while you're here?
He's in a mood tonight, He's going to kick ass on his game. Oh, if you look at her, that girl is not looking well. And, of course, she isn't. She's undergoing chemotherapy. But they start to get this look in their eye. It's kind of like dull and distant. And I think that she, you know, is going to have a rough and rocky road. And I think she's beautiful. I liked her. I heard she was kind of a snot to Megan, but who cares, right? Karma might have done some work there. I don't know.
I don't follow those bunch of assholes. Why would I follow
you
them?
May be
why would I follow them? No, Virgil has spoken. He is on board. He doesn't really think that whole stuff needs to be a thing nowadays either. I remember we talked about it a long time ago.
Well, I really think that if the royal family put a hell of a lot of that money toward their homeless and their people that are drug addicts and stuff in the street, I think people will.
Rich people never do that.
Honestly,
they don't do that in any country on this planet. People that are rich don't say, here, I shall give up my wealth. I shall live in a paper box so I will feed the homeless. No, rich people don't do that shit.
Laura,
that's all they got rich. That's all they got rich.
I'm going to just nod to what Teresa said. Yeah.
Why are you being so candid?
Because I didn't want to put it out. On
every single human that's on Facebook Live, you just did, basically.
Yeah, but I didn't do Blog Talk.
Well,
that's like three
people. And let's go to one of them right now.
Well,
let's go to
Catherine. Made a point.
Area code 520. Olisa.
Oh, well, you guys.
Hi.
How are you? I'm doing well. I'm out in nature right now. How are you?
I love that. We're good. We're good. We decided late in the day to hop on here and be with all of you. Thank you, by the way, for your very nice phone message.
Oh, good. Oh, yay.
Thank you very much.
This morning I just had to tidy up some business stuff, and then tomorrow, of course, is the new business week. And so my question would be, I haven't had any contact with a neighbor. I mean, we're having bad weather, and I know he likes to stay locked up in his place during bad weather, but no, he was out walking. I could see him walking, and I've just crept in and out of my laundry room, not trying to draw attention to myself, so I could try to stay mentally balanced for just business responsibilities. And so here I am calling you to ask you for a checkup on the cards.
It is the checkup there, doctor, psychic
so
love doctor, checkup time.
He doesn't invite you for walks anymore.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Well, we let's see now. I don't know. I can't remember. Everything's a blur. Today, he did not, because we did not talk today. I was creeping in and out of the laundry room yesterday. We talked about stuff, and then he didn't walk yesterday, I don't think. Last time we went walking was, I can't remember. You know, I was sick, and I had my grandkid, and my grandkid and I went walking. And
are you getting the boy for Easter or no?
You know, I haven't talked to the mother. I need to check on that.
Yeah, I wonder what the school system's spring break time period is there, because a lot of these places have some kind of a spring break. They actually called it, when he grew up, they actually called it an Easter break. But now it's fucking blasphemic if you use any kind of religion in anything at all. You can't do that in schools anymore, or they're going to strike you with lightning. You said religion! But they actually called it Easter break when we were kids.
Well,
yeah, and
it was okay. We didn't die. We didn't get burned to the stake.
Yeah, when he was here for a week, that was his spring break. And so I'd have to check.
So he's already had the spring break.
Yeah, it's kind of a long way to go for a couple of days.
And, you know, that is true, because Easter kind of, you know, the biblical thing, it's not always the same time, but they want the spring breaks to kind of be the same time as the school year. So that makes sense. All right, what do you got, Deb? Today is Palm Sunday, by the way, for those that are in that
thing.
Yeah, that Catholic thing. Today is Palm Sunday.
You
I'm
know,
not
when
Catholic,
they send you home with the...
You know, everywhere I lived, grandmas, and there was always palms stuck behind some picture frame. That's what they did with
them. Yeah, because they got them.
They got them at church. They handed them out to every MF-er at church.
No.
Here's your palm. Here's
I
your
have
palm.
No clue what they mean.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the child. Yeah, I don't even know what the hell it means either.
No.
I said, nice. Go ahead.
Well, let me put it this way: you got some awfully good stuff and some awfully not so good stuff.
International shout out, Jeanette in Canada. Welcome, Jeanette.
All right, let's start with the good. All right, I think we should go with the good. He's going to be rolling right back into your life coming up. He is sitting, you know what he's doing? He is sweating it out with you. He wants you to come to him. You know, that feeding the ego thing. They like that.
You mean the N-word? And I'm not talking racism, narcissism.
Narc.
I wasn't talking the other N-word. Everybody got really worried.
Narc,
no, I'm not going racist.
Narcotic
assist. Yes.
Yeah. He wants you on bended knee. Okay, wants you to kiss the ring. And you're just not going to humble yourself for that. So he's going to have to give. Around what?
The ring around the middle leg.
Oh, you mean the, it has a horrible name.
What? What does?
Well, say it nicely, penis ring. It's spelled with a four-letter word.
How did we get from a card reading to a penis ring? How did we make that tangential leap? How did we make this tangential leap? How did we do that? You know?
If you snooze, you lose.
You're right. I snoozed for like 30 seconds. From a card reading to a penis ring. 30 seconds I was busy typing. And I lost. I lost the transition.
You know they have vibrators going on them now, too. And a lot of these guys like wearing them all the time.
What do you mean all the time? Hey, I got to get ready for work. Oh, shit, I got to go back. I left my penis ring at home. I got to go back before I go to work. Got to wear that.
I
left my cell phone and my penis ring. I keep them together, so I always know where they are.
Well, it's for mutual enjoyment if it has a little vibrator on it, you know.
Okay, all right.
Just a point of fact here.
Roger that. Noted.
Okay,
I'm making a note of that.
But he thinks you are a terrible, unfaithful friend. He used him. I mean, you ought to see him. I can imagine him sitting like in a chair, maybe in front of the computer, maybe with the television on, and he's like wringing his hands. He's like, ooh, she's really pissing me off, and I don't know how to fix this, blah, 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 like that. And he knows how to fix this. You know, he has to walk over there, act like a man.
Which is ironic.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's hard. I don't know. I can't connect the dots on any of this. I don't understand. And sometimes, like when he and I were talking, I think it was yesterday, and I ended up asking him, I said, we both speak English, right? We're on the phone. Because he's telling me a bunch of stuff. And he said, I've accommodated you. I've accommodated my schedule to you. And I said, what are you saying? What? I don't understand why you're talking like this. I said, you know, sometimes that's how the conversations go. I don't understand. I'm not connecting the dots. And then he'll say, you know, don't drive me crazy. I said, why? I can say hello and it drives you crazy. You know, he says, I don't know. It's just, ugh.
Well, you're always to blame. Find a way to make that connection. This is all your fault or you made me do it or, you know, it's just so juvenile. But that's what they do. They do.
This ship has sailed.
What ship?
The ship has sailed.
Well,
they're already on different paths. They just kind of aren't really accepting it. But you can just tell. You can tell as an outsider. I can tell. Their paths are already diverging.
Well, and it is like the beginning of the end.
And it's probably the best for both.
It's too little, too late.
Too late.
Is that a song?
Yep.
Okay. And so he is stewing in it. And I think it's good for him because this guy is so full of himself. He really thinks that he's always going to be able to point a finger at you. The thing is, you point a finger at somebody, what do you got? Three more that are pointing back at you. So,
unless you'd like this over here, then they're not.
Yeah.
Well, and I told him the other day we were talking about, and he says, well, I'll do anything you want. And we're talking about, you know, stuff. For the backyard stuff. And then I said something about, you know, I wish you wouldn't go to those places. It took you 2 to 3 months to hammer away at me. And I wish you would just leave it alone. And you know, I started doing that ring around the rosy. And then I said, I mentioned something and I said, I don't want you telling anyone. He said, well, who would I tell? And he said, and then I said, you know, I can see your motorboat lips flapping and telling people. I'm not completely innocent.
Yep. He's a talker.
I thought motorboat was something else. Oh, well.
Well,
no, not every term is sexual, Deb. Not every single term on earth has anything to do with sex. They don't. There are terms on earth that don't have anything to do with sex. Believe it or not.
All right, well. You know that you've got here a real Judas in your cards, and she's been here a long time.
A long, long time.
And now she's under sure to come true. This woman is out there defaming you, maligning you. I mean, she would stick a knife in your back as soon as you turn it. And instead she smiles at you. Yeah, she smiles. So I just wanted you to know that he is talking to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Tammy?
So people might be saying, why are we on this? Why hasn't this situation come to a
fruition?
Resolve, find out, Deb. Why didn't you tell her from the very beginning? I'll tell you why. Because this method doesn't operate that way. This method has you take your experiences yourself. And then after you've experienced that for some time, you make your own decision. Cards will simply show you what's there. But if I would have said right off the top, Lisa, this guy is such a fraud. He's narcissistic as hell, blah, blah, blah. You're only going to get your heart broken. If I told her that at the beginning, you know what happens? They don't come back. And they move on. They start shopping for somebody that's going to not tell them. And I ended up with one of my boss's clients because she operated like that. Where me, I want you to go all the way through the sentence and put a period when you feel like it. So So that's why when we study this, you're going to learn that you don't bring judgments to the cards. You know, I've read for women especially, of very promiscuous backgrounds, they're probably professional gals, if you know what I mean. It's not my job to judge them. My job is to help to guide them. So yeah, this guy showed things about himself, but he had it so wrapped in love and attention. You know, the thing they do when they first, they're charming, they're, you know, and I don't know what else to say about that. You know what I mean? That they just spin the spell around you. You know, and that's what he did.
I have a oracle card for Lisa. Subject is sore. Not like you have a sore, like sore like a goat. It says,
sore.
Yes, you're being asked to step. Oh, I'm sorry. You're being asked to stop dimming your own light. Period. It's time for you to come out of the shadows.
Bada bing. There it is.
And let your authentic self soar. Fly high, dear one.
That's what it is. You had to reach this point where you decide to soar, and the cards just confirm that. And I want to tell you the good stuff. That was basically kind of that great. You are so going places, Lisa. You are going to eventually move. I feel there's love involved for you with a great guy. The two of you are going to establish a really thriving business. This is where your fame, I guess we'll call it, your success, your popularity is really going to take off. And that is after this relationship. So
after the loving,
pretty much there. Who's saying that?
Was that BJ Thomas?
No, that was either Tom Jones or Emble.
It wasn't Tom Jones.
Engelbert.
Well, I bet it was Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeah. It was not Tom Jones. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Who it was. All right. Well, anyway, enough for music trivia that we don't know shit about because we're dumb. Let's get back to, let's give her a wrap so we can move on.
All right.
Wrap it up, Lisa.
Talk to us tomorrow on News for
News
the Soul.
News for the Soul, 1 hour earlier for everybody on Earth. Yeah. Just to let you know, thank you very much, Lisa, for calling. And Lisa was holding
thank
for an
you
hour.
Both.
She's
thank
a very patient, very, very
love
patient
you,
guest. Her voice sounds better every time she calls. She sounds a lot
yeah,
better.
I feel better.
I want to know, what is the Brad joke? I didn't see
it. Oh, never mind. Go ahead. It was just some guy that came in. He's been, you should be doing star cards so you could talk about your anus, or, you know, that stupid kind of stuff. Yeah. And I remember months or years, and that person has been in before with the same line. It's like the same joke, really. That's what I said. It's not like a 7-year-old.
Yes, Virgil. I concur.
All right, Deb.
Yeah.
Pick up, laying down. We're going to area code 779. It is the Illinois land of Lincoln. That is the best state on this planet known to Earth.
Illinois.
Right? There she is, Miss Illinois.
Hello.
Matt.
Dear God, she
no,
dropped the
thank you.
Phone.
Worst state ever. Anyways, hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay.
So,
how are you?
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Oh, it's been a weird weekend. And
yes,
so, well, I'm a little irritated with the boyfriend. And his
all
ex
right.
is being a bitch. And I'm just like, my claws are out and I just want to snap.
Mm. Well, do not snap.
No.
I'm not trying to, but, like, you know, I, you know, I'm at the grocery store because I had to get out of the house because I'm, like, I'm just a little irritated because I think he's kind of being an ass, and I'm feeling some feelings, and I'm just kind of, like, I'm mad, and I'm not going to say anything in front of the kid because these are adult conversations to be had at adult times without children around, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just
right.
biding my time, but I'm just like, I'm just irritated. And I'm like, what am I getting into? Are we still good and stuff? Or is there trouble on the horizon? Cause like, I am
all
like
right.
mad right now.
Okay.
She's smoking pissed off. Hopefully that doesn't rub into your card reading, doesn't it? Sometimes. So we got to be aware of that, that she's kind of pissed. So if the cards are a little pissy, it could be her influence upon them, right? Because she's very emotional about it. Because we're humans. We're humans. And we get pissed off, happy, sad, glad, whatever. And sometimes, like you said, it can carry into the cards.
Well, I just don't feel like he's being – I don't think he's being attentive enough. I don't think he's being kind, right? Like, I feel like I'm being ignored, and I'm just like
– She's taking a back
seat.
I won't be ignored.
Well, I won't be ignored, though. Yeah, that was what was that?
This Fatal Attraction.
Yes, thank you. God, that was flipping my mind. That was Michael Douglas and what's her face? Glenn Close.
Yeah,
was it Glenn Close? Not Demi Moore, was it?
The Fatal Attraction, the rabbit stew. He had an affair and she
picked
the wrong.
And like I said, and he's irritated right now, too.
They did
because
say
of
that
scared
a lot of people straight. Yeah, well, that's always going to be a problem forever.
Okay.
What do you got, Deb?
All right, here. Okay. This is kind of complex, but I'll simplify it for you. You guys better come to a place of understanding about this and solidarity. Here's the reason. The little boy is right here, and when he goes home, he loves to tell his mommy all about you and how daddy loves you so much and that you're going to be his stepmommy. And whatever else he might want to embellish. And what's happening is this lady is trying to really stir up trouble. She's a pot stirrer, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, she's the queen of this shit.
Yes, and she wants
she just threatened to take him to court again because we're into spring break with the kid, and she's not supposed to pick him up per the parenting plan until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., right? Well, she had texted him and said, hey, I'm on my way to come get my kid. And he's like, the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the parenting plan, she says, well, this is going to have to go back to the courts.
Which is good because everybody loves to spend money on lawyers. That's wonderful.
Right.
Well,
and I'm just like, I'm sitting here going, this is putting undue stress on him, which then puts undue stress on me. Because his energy goes crazy, and I'm an energy person. Like, I go off your energy, and I take it personal. Right? So, like, I'm sitting here going, what the fuck did I do to you to make you pissed at me?
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what's happening is you are threatening her. I had the words, too. Like, she's the status quo. We'll go with that. That she had with the father before you came along, and maybe first when it first got together, that he was basically there at her beck and call. Whatever she wanted, he was very agreeable, easygoing. Now you're in the picture, and she's fearful. She's
she doesn't want him happy. She doesn't want him happy. She wants to destroy him as much as possible.
Exactly.
She is nothing but a shit stirrer and a piece of shit. And I really wish karma would bite her in the ass.
The best way you can accomplish that is by the two of you refusing to let this wedge between you.
And nothing but is it, but if you like get pissed off enough or you say, I'm done with this, she's going to be a very happy camper.
She's going to have a party.
And she's going to say, ooh, I could do this every time he gets a new kid now.
Right, but like,
I know how to ruin all the relationships. But
I feel like his attitude towards me right now is like he's pissed at me or something. And I'm just sitting here going, I didn't do anything to you, at least not that I know of. I'm just mad because I'm sitting here getting the shit, right, and not getting what I feel like I'm deserved. Basic respect, right?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And it started on Friday, and it's just gotten worse. And I'm sitting here going, I don't even want to be in your house around you right now because I'm so mad.
Well, okay, here's the thing. He is very good at apologizing, and he's very sorry. But he's angry, too, because he wishes that you would be in support of him as this, you know, a weekend father that he basically is. You know,
I am supportive of him being a weekend father. I am 1,000% there. But, like, this weekend, I had enough. I'm, like, not happy with either one of them. Like yesterday, I'm like, I made a deal. I found a saddle that I've been looking for, and I said, I'm going to go pick up the saddle. I said, I'm not inviting you because you guys spend enough time in the car as it is. There's no reason for you guys to sit in a car for 3 hours for me to go buy a saddle that's going to take me 5 minutes and then an hour and a half back. Like, so a three-hour car ride is not important, right? Like, you guys stay home and enjoy each other. I want you to have good quality father-son time. I don't need to be a part of it for 3 hours. Like, I'm good. And then today, the same thing.
Okay.
You know?
Remember, every once in a while, we have to be a willow tree and we have to bend and be flexible. And
I understand that. And I feel like I'm bending and bending and bending. I'm at the point of the willow tree has had enough.
Okay.
Like,
then maybe
I snapped last night and I'm about ready to snap again, but I'm like, no, because the kid is here and I do love the kid and I love him, but like, I don't know how to say in words, because it's an adult conversation to be had when you got a nosy kid around, right? And we get
time. Learn Pig Latin. Pig Latin is a good way to talk around.
But
it.
Yeah, well, you know, but not necessarily, but like coded. You might have to come up with some kind of code stuff when
he's
around.
In a perfect world, what do you want to have happen here?
Yes, if you could wave a wand.
Killing her.
Sort of her disappearing and ending up on frickin' Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be ideal, right there.
Right, but short of that, what would you like to happen that's realistic? What would you
That he gets 50-50 instead of 45-55, right?
Yeah.
And that she becomes a reasonable human being and a person who you can actually deal with.
Oh,
but
boy. Yeah.
That's
Which
not going to happen.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not. And you assuming the role of stepmother is going to be a big thorn in her side. Probably till the kid graduates college.
Well, or at least, high school. Yeah, she
probably.
Well,
I try to be. Here's my deal. I try to be a very good human being. Like I am, being a parent is not my forte. Okay, I signed up for it. I know what I'm signing up for in a way. I'm willing to sign up for it. I'm not going into this like an idiot. But I try really hard to be a good human being and be fair. Right.
Yeah.
And I try to be the positive and a nice person to this kid because he's not my kid, but he's a kid who needs to learn how to be a good human in this world, right? He needs to learn how to exist in this world. Cause
okay. Her number
and he's
one
a good
job
kid.
That you need to be aware of, her number one subterfuge here is to get that kid alienated from his father because then game over. She wins. Because if
what she's trying to do, and I sit here and I'm like, oh, no. Because, like, I've noticed some changes with Aaron, and I brought it up to him, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's something going on, because first he stopped texting his dad, and I think she's just drilling his brain, and she has got him afraid of her. And she just keeps drilling in his brain every day that his dad's a piece of shit and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when he gets to his dad's for, like, the first hour or two, he's kind of a little shit. And then he calms down. But then he has this attitude because he learned it from his mom that he's very entitled. And his dad's a pushover.
Yeah. Well, see,
and today I had enough because...
Yeah. Yeah.
He said his dad said to him, "We're leaving, but I need you to run down and go pick up your coat down by the soccer field, right?"
Yeah.
"No, I'm not going to get it." And I just lost my shit and I said in a very loud authoritative voice, I said, "Aaron, it's not up for discussion. You're going to walk down there, run down there, I don't care, and go get your jacket." And I said, "This is not up for discussion. Stop arguing with me and just go do it." And he went and did it. Boy, was he mad. He was madder than a hatter. And I looked at Ed and I said, he's laughing because he's not going to say anything, right? He's backing me up. And he goes, yeah, I said, I don't care. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, you know, Ed, you kind of got to be an asshole sometimes because this kid's going to bulldoze you when he gets older.
All children will take advantage of the situation.
They really will.
He is taking advantage. And if you don't stick up and say no, now, this is going to be a problem when we get older, because he has got in his head because his mother has made him entitled.
Well, his mother needs a boyfriend who turns into a husband.
She has a boyfriend. No, no, no. She has a boyfriend. He's a loser who doesn't have a driver's license because he's got too many DUIs that she has to drive to work. And his name is Skeet.
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
She's not a good chooser.
Parental alienation.
No, she likes control. This is what she likes. She has control over this man. He can't do anything. He can't cheat on her. He can't do a damn thing because he is 100% reliant on her for everything.
So she wants, like, a child man.
She loves the control. She wanted control over Ed, and she couldn't control Ed. She wants total control over her kid, which you can do that up until a certain age. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not a good human. But anyway, well, as long as I think me and Ed are good, I'm good. I just, you know, I need to have a conversation with him adult-wise when the kid's gone.
Oh, yeah.
But if I were you, I would tread gently. You know, if this guy's already got wounds over the fact that Biatch
he's very, you know what, I may just call you and just make an appointment and pay you for an hour session because I got a lot to talk about.
we can do that. We
all
can.
Right. Love you. What's my angel card?
This is a different, this is a mind info angel card. The subject is resolution. Whatever it is that you've been struggling with is about to be resolved. Remember that resolutions don't always happen in the way we hope or want, but being able to move forward, start fresh, is bringing relief. So it's
okay.
There's a resolution on your horizon, but it might be not 100% the way you want, but it's supposedly you shall move forward and there will be relief.
Yeah.
In this situation, it's never going to be 100%.
All right. Well, Teresa, take care. You know,
I love you guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
All right. I think we have to do the wrap it up. Wrap it up. Now, baby. Fabulous Thunderbirds, I believe. But all right.
Now, when this happened to my late husband, Daryl, his son was like 7. And the mother did a really great job getting him to hate his father. And what Daryl did is he stepped out of the situation. And I kept saying in the cards, it's here, Daryl, you and your son are going to be reunited. He said, well, I'd probably have to run my car over her or something. He despised her. I said, you know what? It's going to happen, but he's got to get older. And it was very constant in the cards. Then the boy was in high school. Josh.
I know the boy, Deb. I do know that.
He was in high school. And Daryl found out from another relative that he was going, remember when the kids would gather at some fantasy card store and they would play these games with cards when he was going?
Well, they would trade them. They would do a lot of trading and stuff too.
Yeah. So he would go. I mean, I'd push him and say, you go. And he goes, I don't know him. What do I say? I said, just sit there and play the game. Ask him to explain it to you and put money in his hand when you go to go. Children are budding capitalists. They love money. So anyways, a long story short, he ended up with us before he graduated college. And his mother, because he wanted to come and stay with his dad, live with us, his mother had the sheriff escort him off the property the last time he was there. And she put all his stuff in a dumpster. And I mean, it just... there's no call for that kind of thing. None. So I hope that Teresa and Ed can work this out because that woman is going to do some damage here. Do you hear that?
Yeah, they won't be going out.
Why? Because they're out?
The one on the neighbor dog. Could be that
well,
one.
Well, anyway.
One. Yeah.
You know what?
No big deal.
You are all so patient and kind, compassionate and understanding, all those wonderful things. Because if this was really tedious and boring to you, you'd be saying, adios there, Deb Jim, I'm out. So thank you. We really... Virgil. I don't know if you can handle that woman. I know her personally. I don't think you ever met her, did you? Virgil wants her phone number.
Not physically, no.
I don't know, but I think it's interesting. I think she is your kind of woman, because I have a feeling you'd like one to bat you around a little bit.
Good night. Get up to the Blog Doctor.
Hi, Blog Doctor.
News for the soul tomorrow. Different phone number, different time. Find them on Blog Talk Radio. So.
And yeah, okay.